Your wife changed overnight. The woman who built a home with you now acts like a teenager with wrinkles. She's restless, distant, picking fights over nothing. You think you're losing your mind. You're not. What you're watching is a biological countdown that has nothing to do with you. Between 35 and 45, her brain chemistry rewires itself. Security becomes suffocating, your devotion becomes invisible, and validation from strangers becomes a physiological need she can't ignore. This isn't about what you did wrong. This is about what her body is doing to her. And if you don't see the signs now, you'll be blindsided when the detonation comes. Here's what nobody tells you about female identity. For most women, self-worth is built on a single foundation: being desired. Not competence, not character, desirability. From 15 to 35, the world reinforces this every single day. She walks into a room and heads turn. She posts a photo and notifications flood in. Strangers offer help without being asked. Men compete for her attention. This isn't vanity. This is her entire operating system. Her value is reflected back to her through male eyes. And for two decades, that reflection told her she mattered. But here's the part most men never see. That foundation isn't concrete, it's sand, and the tide always comes in. When the attention fades, when the compliments slow down, when she realizes she's becoming invisible, something inside her doesn't just crack. It shatters completely. Now she's staring at a mirror that no longer cooperates. The validation she built her identity on is evaporating. And you, her husband, you're still there, still loyal, still committed. But that's the problem. You see her the same way you always did. You love the person, not the package, but she doesn't want to be loved out of obligation. She wants to be chosen. She wants proof that she's still got it. And familiarity can't give her that proof. You've already chosen her. The game is over. There's no dopamine in a done deal. So she starts hunting for it elsewhere, not because you failed her, but because her entire sense of self is collapsing, and she'll tear apart anything stable to feel like she's still alive. But here's where it gets dangerous. Your compliments don't register anymore. You tell her she's beautiful, and she hears white noise. It's not that you're saying it wrong. It's that you're saying it from the wrong position. You're her husband. Your attention is expected. It's contractual. When you praise her, her brain categorizes it as maintenance, not discovery. There's no thrill in being valued by someone who's already committed. Think of it this way. A dollar from your employer feels different than a dollar you find on the street. Same value on paper, completely different emotional impact. Your devotion is the paycheck. Reliable, steady, predictable. The stranger's glance is the unexpected cash. It validates that she's still in the game, still worth pursuing. And that distinction is everything to a woman whose worth has always been tied to being chased. Here's the economics of it. Attention from a stranger costs him nothing and proves everything. He doesn't know her flaws. He hasn't seen her without makeup. He's not obligated to find her attractive. So when he does, it counts. It's a market validation. You, on the other hand, you're locked in. Your praise comes with history. With mortgage payments and shared grocery lists, with the reality that leaving would cost you half of everything, she knows you're invested. And investment doesn't feel like desire. It feels like entanglement. So when the guy at the gym holds eye contact a second too long, when the bartender laughs at her joke, when the old flame sends a message out of nowhere, her brain lights up like a slot machine. These men are choosing her in real time. No strings, no obligations. Pure, unfiltered validation. And this is where the addiction starts. She's not looking for love. She's looking for proof. Proof that she's still desirable to someone who doesn't have to desire her. Every like on a filtered photo, every flirtatious conversation, every moment where a man who owes her nothing gives her attention anyway. It's a hit of dopamine her marriage can't provide. You're offering her a safe harbor, but safety doesn't get a 40-year-old woman high. Stability tastes like starvation when her whole identity was built on being wanted. So she starts chasing the high, small hits at first, lingering conversations, suggestive messages, justifying it as harmless. But the brain doesn't care about morality. It cares about chemistry, and the chemistry she's craving doesn't exist in a 15-year marriage. It exists in the unknown, in the risk, in the validation that says she's still got it. Here's what that really means. Her brain isn't the same organ it was at 25. This isn't psychology. This is neuroscience. When she was younger, a simple touch from you could flood her system with oxytocin and dopamine. A compliment hit hard. A surprise date felt electric. But the brain adapts. It builds tolerance. After years of the same stimulus, the same patterns, the same predictable affection, her neurological reward system recalibrates. What used to light her up now barely registers. It's not that you're doing less. It's that her brain demands more to feel the same effect. The threshold keeps rising, and you can't outrun biology with better behavior. At 40, familiarity is neurologically invisible. Her brain filters you out like background noise. She needs novelty. She needs intensity. She needs emotional earthquakes just to feel a tremor. This is the dopamine rewiring. The same mechanism that turns casual drinkers into alcoholics. The same reason drug users need higher doses over time. Her brain got used to you, and used to is the death sentence for desire. The problem is that she doesn't understand what's happening to her. She just knows something feels wrong. She's numb, disconnected, and instead of recognizing it as a neurological shift, she blames the relationship. She blames you. She convinces herself that the problem is the marriage, not the fact that her brain chemistry has fundamentally changed. So she starts searching for the feeling she used to have. And she finds it, not in therapy, not in self-reflection, but in chaos, in risk, in the attention of men who don't know her well enough to bore her yet. Here's the brutal part. You can't compete with this. You're trying to win a game where the rules are rigged against you. She needs unpredictability, and you're the definition of stable. She needs mystery, and she already knows everything about you. She craves the chemical rush of new attraction, and you're old news. The man she's texting at 2 in the morning isn't better than you. He's just newer. And new is the only drug that works on a tolerance-adjusted brain. This is why perfectly good marriages implode. Not because the man failed, but because her neurological system demands stimulation levels a long-term relationship can't provide. You're not losing her to a better man. You're losing her to a hijacked reward system that's screaming for dopamine she can't get from you anymore. And here's where the real damage starts. She's not coming up with this destruction on her own. She's got help. First catalyst, nostalgia. She starts scrolling through old photos. High school, college, the years when she had options and everything felt possible. She remembers the attention, the excitement, the feeling of being pursued. What she doesn't remember is the anxiety, the drama, the instability that came with it. Memory is selective. It edits out the pain and highlights the thrill. So she starts romanticizing a past that never actually existed. She convinces herself that back then she was truly alive. And now with you, she's just existing. This distorted memory becomes the measuring stick for her present. And nothing in a stable marriage can compete with a fantasy version of youth. Second catalyst, her friends. Specifically, the divorced ones. These women are recruiters. They need company in their misery because admitting they made a catastrophic mistake is too painful. So they sell her a narrative. They tell her she's settling, that she deserves more, that life is too short to be unhappy. They frame destruction as empowerment. Every girl's night becomes a recruitment session. They're not giving advice. They're selling a drug called "You Deserve Better." And your wife is listening because she's vulnerable, because she's already feeling the panic. These friends validate every doubt. They encourage every impulse, and they celebrate when she finally pulls the trigger. They're not helping her. They're ensuring she joins the club so they don't have to face their own regret alone. Third catalyst, social media. This is the gasoline on the fire. She's watching highlight reels of other people's lives, vacations, romance, adventure. She sees her single friends posting about freedom and excitement. She sees younger women getting the attention she used to command. And she sees older women pretending they're still 25, getting validation from strangers in the comments. The algorithm feeds her exactly what triggers her insecurity. Every scroll reinforces the message that she's missing out, that her life is boring, that somewhere out there, other women are living the dream while she's stuck in suburban mediocrity. It's a curated lie, but her brain treats it as truth, and the culture applauds this destruction. Society tells her that blowing up a family for self-discovery is brave, that prioritizing her feelings over her commitments is growth, and the society applauds this destruction. Here's the truth that breaks everything. Men and women don't age the same way, not physically, not socially, not in terms of value. A man at 45 with resources, status, and stability is more attractive than he was at 25. His options expand, his market value rises, time gives him leverage. But a woman at 45 is fighting a losing battle against biology and culture. Her fertility is gone or fading, her physical beauty, the primary currency she's traded on her entire life, is declining, and the attention that once came effortlessly now requires filters, angles, and effort she resents having to make. This isn't cruelty. This is a symmetry. The same years that build a man's power strip a woman's, and she knows it. Deep down, she feels it every single day. This is why her panic looks different than yours ever could. When a man hits a midlife crisis, he buys a sports car, picks up a hobby, maybe makes some questionable fashion choices, but he doesn't burn his life down because he's not running from irrelevance. He's celebrating the fact that he finally has the resources to enjoy himself. His crisis is about toys. Hers is about terror. She's watching the window close. She's seeing younger women occupy the space she used to own, and she's realizing that the clock doesn't stop. There's no reset button. Every year from here is a year further from her peak, so she doesn't want a convertible. She wants proof that she's still in the game, that men still want her, that she hasn't become invisible. That's why she's willing to destroy everything. The house, the kids, the man who's been faithful for decades. Because in her mind, she's not destroying a family. She's fighting extinction. You think you're offering her love and security, but love and security feel like a hospice when what she's really facing is obsolescence. The younger woman at your office isn't worried about relevance yet. Your wife is, and that panic makes her dangerous. She'll rationalize anything, justify everything, burn the empire to feel young again for 6 months. Because 6 months of feeling desired beats 20 years of feeling invisible. Men age into power, women age into panic. And panic doesn't make rational decisions, it makes desperate ones. And this is where she starts rewriting everything you thought you knew. Now comes the most disturbing part. She needs to destroy you to save herself, not physically, psychologically. Because if she's about to blow up a marriage, abandon her commitments, and chase validation like a teenager, she can't be the villain in her own story. Her ego won't allow it. So she does something insidious. She rewrites the past. Those 15 years you spent building a life together, suddenly they were years of quiet suffering. The vacations you took, the inside jokes you shared, the moments you thought were good. She'll tell you now that she was faking it the whole time. That she was never truly happy. That you were controlling, neglectful, emotionally absent. None of this is true. But truth doesn't matter when the brain is protecting itself from guilt. This is revisionist history. It's a psychological defense mechanism. She's altering her memories to match her current feelings. If she hates you now, she convinces herself she always hated you. If she's leaving, she tells herself she was always trapped. The woman who used to brag about you to her friends now tells those same friends you were secretly a monster, and they believe her. Because people believe the person in crisis, not the person being accused. You're watching her create a villain that never existed, and that villain is you. She's painting you as the obstacle to her happiness, so that when she walks away, she's not abandoning a good man. She's escaping an oppressor. It's a complete fabrication. But it's the only way she can live with what she's about to do. Here's what makes this so brutal. You can't defend yourself. Any attempt to correct the record makes you look defensive, makes you look guilty. She's reframed the entire narrative, and you're stuck in it. The kids will hear her version, the family will hear her version, the courts will hear her version, and her version is that you were the problem all along. You weren't. You were just the witness to her aging. The mirror that reflected back a reality she couldn't accept, so she had to destroy the mirror. This isn't about you being a bad husband. This is about you being a reminder of time she can't get back. And for that crime, she'll erase everything you built together. She creates a villain to justify the victim. And once that story is set, there's no reasoning with her. Which brings us to what you actually need to do. Stop trying to save her. You can't logic someone out of a biological panic. You can't love someone back from a dopamine addiction. You can't fix what her brain chemistry has broken. The moment you see the signs, the moment she starts the revisionist history, the moment her friends are in her ear and her phone is glued to her hand, you need to shift from husband mode to survival mode. This is no longer a marriage. This is a war. And in war, sentiment gets you killed. Document everything, every text, every late night, every lie, not because you're paranoid, because you're preparing. When this implodes, and it will, she's going to take everything she can from you. The house, the kids, your reputation. Courts favor women. Society favors women. You're guilty until proven innocent. So build your case now while you still can. Protect your assets. Talk to a lawyer quietly. Understand what divorce looks like in your state. Know your rights. Know what she's entitled to and what you can shield. Do not tell her you're doing this. Do not give her advance warning. The moment she knows you're preparing, she'll accelerate her own plans. You think you're playing fair. She's playing to win. And the system is rigged in her favor. This isn't about being vindictive. This is about not being destroyed. Because when a woman in this state decides you're the enemy, she will show you a level of ruthlessness you didn't know existed. The woman you loved is gone. What's left is someone fighting for her survival. And she will bury you to save herself. You're not losing her. You lost her the moment her biology turned against her. Now you're just managing the aftermath.